Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
I do think it's good to have Sundays as that day set apart and
yeah.
The day that we just really take note of our relationships with, you know, one another, but especially with God. And so I have this great message from Psalms 18. And years ago when I was studying this passage from Psalms 18, it was kind of this random thing, but I love random things, and found out that 2 Samuel 22 is the same one.
Oh, interesting.
I know. If anyone wants just something fun to do, go take a peek. But also, this passage is the only passage that begins with the words, I love you, to God. That it's saying, I love you.
That's interesting.
And that it really is kind of a biography, if you will, of David. And he's writing about his life and his experience with God. And, you know, he was a warrior and he was a king and he was also a shepherd. And in all of those places of his life, he experienced God, that even though he was different, that God was always the same. And I love the fact that in the translation, the Passion Translation, it says, you've become my power. And isn't that just something to think about, that, you know, it's, I don't have to worry about if I am up to this. I don't have to think about the fact that I can or cannot do this, because God is in me and with me, and God is my power. Isn't that kind of an awesome thought?
Yeah, that's a really thing to think about. Neat. And I love electronics, so I love the word power.
Oh, yeah.
And I think about, like, you know, cell phones and all these things that we have that are always running out of power. And so you have to find a way to have power. And for this to be like our never ending source of power, and much better than, you know, anything else.
Well, and you know, I've always loved to strategize, but unfortunately that many times I look at all the things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And the things that, okay, I can't do this part.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Right.
It's going to be impossible. But this really is saying that, you know, I don't have to worry if I can't do it, because God is with me, and because God is with me and I'm being called to do this, I can trust that I'll have the power to do that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you're saying, it's that never ending power. And then he goes on to say that God is the secret strength and shield around me. And, you know, there's so many times that in this world, it's pretty dangerous. I know you love the news. You've said that before.
Yes.
And don't you get that message that the world is not really
safe? Yes, for sure.
Yeah. And you know, we don't want to focus on the fact that the world isn't safe, but here it is. We've got darkness residing in this world.
Lots of travel advisories out there. If you go to here, watch for this. If you go to there, watch for that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but instead, what he's giving us, the writer, David, is saying, but listen, God is my shield around me. And you can just think about that, of that picture of this protection that's all around us, because that's who God is.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I love that. And so it says this. I'm going to just read the scripture as we, you know, are on this Sunday. It says, Lord, I passionately love you and I'm bonded to you. I want to embrace you, for now you've become my power. You're as real to me as bedrock beneath my feet. Like a castle on a cliff, my forever firm fortress, my mountain of hiding, my pathway of escape, my tower of rescue where none can reach me, my secret strength and shield around me. You are salvation's ray of brightness, shining on the hillside, always the champion of my cause. And Joshua, what this really means to me is that God is everything. And that with God, we can do anything.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.